In the mid-90s, local and state governments gave Panthers owner Jerry Richardson a $60 million boost by giving him the land to build the stadium and fund infrastructure improvements. In return, the stadium's construction was privately financed, with the help of season ticket holders who paid for personal seat licenses. But after 16 years, Panthers officials say it needs significant upgrades. It lacks the huge HDTV screens, escalators, and other amenities of newer stadiums. And the team wants the city council to approve $125 million to fund improvements. That's according to two unnamed sources who spoke to the Charlotte Observer about last night's closed-door meeting between the team and the council. Councilwoman Beth Pickering says talks are sensitive and they're better private.
Typically, when companies are considering moving to Charlotte or expanding in Charlotte or even leaving Charlotte, these are the kinds of discussions, delicate, I will say, that we will have in closed session.
The prospect that the Panthers could move to another city adds to the delicacy. Los Angeles is building a stadium, and investors from that city are hunting for a team. Councilwoman Pickering says the Panthers have not brought it up, but offers from other cities are on everyone's minds.
They're not talking about it, but we think not only Los Angeles, but other cities as well. So we want the Panthers here, but you know how it is with these NFL teams. They move around.
Pickering wouldn't confirm an Observer report that the council considered doubling a 1% restaurant tax to pay its share of the renovation. That increase would require approval from the state legislature. Pickering said the council hopes to have those kinds of details hammered out before bringing the request public in about a month. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.